Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So are eggs good for you or are eggs bad for you? And every other year we get, all right, well, don't eat too many eggs. Eggs could be bad. Eggs could be good. Eggs could be really good. It's okay. So now we have another study looking at how you can actually eat eggs and not fear raising your cholesterol. And guess how many eggs per week you could eat? According to this latest study, 12. You could have 12 eggs per week. And according to one study, they said that your cholesterol levels were the same as people who had a non-egg diet. Now, that is some pretty interesting data. 12 eggs per week is almost 6 days a week having a couple eggs or having a three-egg omelet 4 days a week. It's kind of interesting. It's a lot more than I thought. Now, this trial was involved 140 people who had heart disease or were at higher risk for heart disease. They were randomly assigned to eat either a dozen or more eggs a week or consume less than two. The study will be presented April 6th at the American College of Cardiology's annual scientific session. When these individuals were followed for 4 months, researchers did not see any adverse effects on cardiovascular health in the people who had eggs every day, and even noticed signals of potential benefits compared to the egg abstainers. This is according to Dr. Nina Nuravish, lead author and research fellow at the Duke Clinical Research Institute in Durham, North Carolina. They said the consumption of 12 fortified eggs per week did not negatively impact cholesterol. And they actually found insulin resistance to improve for those who ate eggs every day. People over 65 even saw their HDL good cholesterol rise and their LDL bad cholesterol drop. Now, eggs contain omega-3 fatty acids, iodine, D vitamin, B, E. The fortified eggs, though, will have those, and they have less saturated fat than regular eggs. So I believe they were told to eat fortified eggs. Now, how do you get those? They say it's accomplished by the type of feed hens receive. Fortified eggs are available in supermarkets, but they're more expensive than regular eggs. Now, the study has not been published in a peer-reviewed journal yet, but it was funded by Eggland's Best. They said Eggland's Best did not influence the results. So are eggs good or bad for you? So here's the thing. If you are using eggs as a source of protein, and giving up the sugary cereal, not eating sausage, eating, let's say, eggs, maybe some avocado toast on a high-fiber piece of toast, and you feel full with that, that could be a pretty healthy breakfast, eating one egg. But if you're eating four eggs, because the eggs are small, if you're mixing it with corned beef hash, sausage, putting a lot of butter and salt on the eggs to make them tasty, putting in some ham and other things, and then I don't think it's the healthiest diet. And so I think some of the previous studies with the egg eaters, I mean, there was a meal called Bonfrischstück that my grandmother was from Germany and had to escape the Nazis. And my grandmother would make Bonfrischstück. And Bonfrischstück had eggs, salami, and potato. And that would be, I mean, you know, the Germans knew how to eat heartily. And it was a German dish that she would, and we would be full. Now, me, I kind of preferred, I didn't really like eggs as a kid. I just wanted Lucky Charms. And I remember her saying, this is healthier. Well, again, you know, I think eating eggs, it really depends on how you're eating them and what you're eating them with. If you're making yourself a Denver omelet, you know, you got some tomato in there, you got some onion in there, you got some green pepper, I think that could be pretty damn healthy. If you're mixing vegetables in your eggs, it's pretty damn good. I used to add tomatoes in my eggs. I don't like ketchup with my eggs, but I like cold, diced up tomatoes. I like that in my eggs. Okay, well, now you're getting some fruit. Well, tomatoes, fruit, but at least you're getting some extra nutrition. So we go back and forth with this, and again, it really depends on how you make the egg. This study looked at fortified eggs, and eggs contain protein, healthy fats, antioxidants. We know that. But are you adding butter? You don't really need butter in your eggs. You don't really need to add salt. You don't need to add, you know, things that could affect your health. If you mix vegetables in there, I know some people use Tabasco sauce, but if you mix vegetables in there with flavor, you could very easily improve the taste of eggs. And if you serve it on some avocado toast, I mean, that could, you know, you. So look at how you're doing the eggs. I have never said not eat eggs. I've just always suggested that you eat eggs a different way. But when we looked at these studies, looking at eggs being bad, it was probably because it was mostly a meat and potato, high buttery fat diet. But those people using egg white frittatas, and by the way, I don't mind egg yolk. There's a lot of nutrients in the yolk. If you're like, I can't do an egg white omelet, I can't do it. You don't have to. You know, but feeling full, feeling like you're getting the nutrition, not supplementing with sugar, butter, and salt. I mean, I love French toast. French toast is delicious. You stick bread in egg that has sugar in it, and you add cinnamon and sugar and syrup and butter. Yeah, but something like that, yeah, my arteries are clogging just thinking about it. So, again, do it smartly. 1-877-DOCDELLY. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So don't get ticked off. Okay, everybody calm down. Apparently, a study has found that Ozempic's price point, right, and cost to make, even though we get charged $1,000, $1,500 a month, they've lowered the cost to $962 a month. Guess how much it takes to make Ozempic, according to one study? 87 cents. Now, I have been protecting and defending some of the reasons why certain medications are not for pennies on the dollar because of the crappy patent system and because of all the rules and regulations and costs that pharmaceutical companies need to research and all the money they lose on failed drugs, that yes, there has to be some sort of incentive, but not a 10,000% markup. Is that what that is? That's flipping ridiculous. Would that be a 10,000% markup? Or 100,000% markup? I'll do the math. Right now, I'm mind-boggled with this math. Because a study, and it's a fascinating study, that looks at a lot of our diabetic medications and finds that what consumers are being charged with is a little bit more to a lot more than what a company could still make a decent profit with. So we'll talk about the study, but Fortune magazine gets credit for this article here. And they said that if it only costs 89 cents, it would average about $4.73 for a month's supply. Now, researchers at Yale, King's College Hospital in London, and the nonprofit Doctors Without Borders reported this in the journal Journal of American Medical Association Network Open. And the list price for Ozempic is $968.52. Rybelsus, an oral GLP-1 agonist, also about $900 a month. Mounjaro, I think about $1,300 a month. Wegovy, I think anywhere between $970 and $1,500 a month. Zepbound, same thing. These drugs are being marketed for over $1,000 a month. And you could really make them for under $5 a month. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. Now, Novo Nordisk apparently declined to provide production costs for Ozempic and Wegovy. Wegovy is the weight loss drug counterpart. Ozempic is the diabetic counterpart, which, by the way, I have a family member with diabetes. They are on their third month waiting for the drug, Ozempic, and they're diabetic. Now, once stars and celebrities came forward and said, yeah, this is how I've been losing my weight. I've been using these drugs. Now everybody and their mother wants them. Now, even Oprah had to step down from Weight Watchers because she admitted she was losing more weight with Ozempic. I think she was on Mounjaro, actually. And so now everybody wants them. And I'm going to be honest, I'm seeing amazing weight loss with individuals. But the big thing I'm seeing is people can't afford the drug. They can't get the drug. The insurance doesn't want to pay for it. But what really, really sucks about this is my insurance costs, I don't even get the drug, but my insurance costs have gone up because they have to pay for Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro and Zepbound for other people. And if insurance companies are being paying off the $1,000 to $1,500 a month prices, they're sticking it to us consumers. How many of you, show of hands, had higher premiums with your insurance and you don't even take the drugs? My premiums skyrocketed. Because insurance has to pay that kind of money. And all they really would have had to do is pay $5 a month? Whoa. So somebody needs a talking to. Now, Senator Bernie Sanders says this outrageously high price has a potential to bankrupt Medicare, the American people, and our entire healthcare system. He has held hearings about high drug prices. The Vermont Independent also called on Novo Nordisk to lower the list price of Ozempic to $155 a month or less. Now, where did this $155 a month come from? Apparently, Ozempic costs that in other countries. So why is the U.S. having a list price that high? Okay, greed. Now, I get that pharmaceutical companies, which we spoke about, they lose billions of dollars on drugs that don't make it. Now, Pfizer had a good decade when in the 90s they had the Z-Pak, they had Zyrtec, they had Viagra, Lipitor, Norvasc. Luckily, they came out with drugs. But how many other drugs do some of these pharmaceutical companies make that just miss the mark? I mean, look at what happened with the injections, with the COVID vaccines. Novavax came out with a pretty cool vaccine, but they were a little late to the party. And by then, everybody was all on top of Pfizer and Moderna. And so I don't know if Novavax lost money, if other countries bought their vaccine, but you spending a good year, year and a half, 2 years investing in a drug, investing in the R&D, paying for your because you can't do remote. I mean, you need a lab. And labs are expensive to run, not to mention the people you're hiring. and all the executives you need to run the company, and then the marketing. It's expensive. But I have had a problem with how expensive these drugs are. I had assumed, being naive as I am, that maybe it really is expensive to make a GLP-1 agonist that manipulates the brain and manipulates your body to think that you're full. But hearing, really, it only costs that much? Okay, that's a problem. So the study extends research showing how steep U.S. markups are for these GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and underlies the longstanding criticism for prices of diabetes therapies, even insulin. So, you know, insulin has been very, very expensive. Trump lowered the insulin price to $35. That got somehow stopped when Biden came into office. I don't know if he just stopped all executive orders Trump did. Biden decided to renew the call for insulin being no more than $35 a month. But insulin had been very, very expensive, and still people can't afford their insulin. So this paper in JAMA Network Open looks at what prices of insulin, sodium glucose co-transporter 2 inhibitors, the SGLT2Is, which we'll talk about also, and the glucagon-like peptide 1 agonists. What could prices of these be if they were closer to the cost of production? So they looked at medications of the SGLT2I class, and they said the manufacturing cost was anywhere from $1.30 to $3.45. For the GLP-1 agonist, 0.75 cents to $72.49, substantially lower to the grand a month. Twice mixed daily human insulin, NPH, could cost $61 a year. That's a year. Basal bolus treatment with insulin, your basal insulin, $111 a year. With reusable pen formulations also having low prices. So what did they conclude? They concluded that insulins, the SGLT2Is, the GLP-1 agonists, can likely be manufactured for prices far greater than below current prices. All right, so what do we do? Well, one is stop the frenzy. Supply and demand. If you tell a pharmaceutical company we ain't paying that, okay, you are not going to be charging that much. There are individuals that are paying cash for these drugs. They are so now dependent on them. Not so much for diabetes. I mean, diabetes, understandably, you have to, which is just criminal if people can die not getting these medications. But in terms of weight loss, you have individuals, you have rich celebrities, whatever, they'll pay the money. Well, if a company is going to get the money, then they'll sell. Why do you think it's in short supply? Because they're selling it to the highest bidder. Well, that's a problem. You know, these medications can be phenomenal in terms of us fighting weight loss. But the reason why I haven't promoted them is because you can't get it. A medicine is only good, one, if it works, two, if there's low side effects, and three, if it's accessible. If you can't access the drug, or so many people lost their prescription once their insurance changed in January, because the employer said, you know what, the rates are skyrocketing, we have to pick another plan, and lo and behold, that plan did not cover the drugs. I have people so desperate, they will pay cash for these drugs. Okay, what we need to do collectively is tell these pharmaceutical companies no. We also need to rethink why it costs. You know, it might not so much cost that much for the drug, but pharmaceutical companies have to pay so much for everything else that they need that profit to run. We might need to also rethink how we're doing that, so the pharmaceutical companies don't feel like they need to take in as much money. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
USA News Update. Four people are dead, five others injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Police say there were violent attacks at multiple scenes around the city of Rockford Tuesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. One suspect, who has not been identified, is now in custody. The world will get to see how King Charles is doing this weekend over the Easter holiday as he fights cancer. USA's Laura Winters.
And as we gear up for Easter Sunday this weekend, word from Buckingham Palace that King Charles will be making his first major public appearance since his cancer diagnosis back in February. Still no word on what kind of cancer King Charles is battling.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border will remain suspended. Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judges in New Orleans deeming SB 4 unconstitutional. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making headlines over the last few days is how Dollar Tree is raising their prices of goods. They will not go over $7, but they are going to have items that is going to impact a lot of items. Dollar Tree, I was wondering when they decided to name that. I mean, it's a fantastic name. Dollar Tree, these dollars, there's like 99 cent stores. There's all these stores that have figured out ways to trademark a low cost amount of something. But if they can't sell things for Dollar Tree for dollars, do they have to change the name? Probably not. Dollar Tree will then be synonymous with $7, I guess. So they are raising prices of their items. The discount retailer, according to People Magazine, announced in a fourth quarter earnings call that they are going to increase their store's price cap to $7. Back in June of 2023, they had a $5 cap. In 2021, they increased their dollar items to $1.25. But now Dollar Tree will have items from $5 to $7, but they won't be over $7. Now, you buy five, six, seven things at $7, that's starting to cost something. Now, they have 3,000 stores, and according to CEO Rick Dreiling, across 3,000 stores, they're going to expand their multi-price assortment by over 300 items or price points ranging from $1.50 to $7. That's a huge price increase. It's going to affect food, pet, personal care items. Over time, you will also see us fully integrate multi-price merchandise more into our stores. So our shoppers will find $5 bags of dog food next to our traditional $1.25 pet treats and toys. And our $3 bags of candy will be found in the candy aisle. So they found that the company's fastest growing demographic earns a yearly salary that is north of $125,000. So they say that if consumers earn more than $100,000, they can charge more. Now, I'm very, very frustrated with the way things are going. The more you have to pay for wages and labor costs are usually the biggest. I mean, I'm a business owner. Labor was the most expensive of anything, beating rent. It used to be rent, decades ago. But when I owned a business, and I've owned a couple businesses, labor kills you. It's worth it because your labor makes or breaks you. But the higher labor costs go and you can't change the price point. One of you complained that you can't get $6 haircuts anymore. They're $26. And yes, I've seen supercuts. Great clips, I think, are at about $18, $19. There's some great clips where they're selling. And great clips used to be one of the cheapest haircuts. And so, these companies that come up with the dollar store, 99 cent or supercuts or things like that, the reason why these companies can exist, or they originally existed before COVID, was when you understand your labor costs and you pick areas that have cheaper rent, when you can not go for brand names, but go for cheaper brands, and when you could rely on volume, you could actually make a profit. That's why doctors went from sitting down with you, talking to you, spending an hour with you, to you getting no more than 5 minutes, even though you technically have a 15-minute appointment time. It's because people couldn't make money in medicine anymore without volume. If one person's insurance was only paying me $2.42, which I'm not going to name which one, but it's a pretty big company in town, and I might get $50 on another person, $25 on another, I'm not going to break $100 an hour when my costs to run are about $200-$300 an hour. And so it gets to the point where you either can't stay open, you have to figure out how to raise prices, can't decrease costs that much more except firing people. And so, family dollar stores are actually closing in a bunch of cities. They're closing a bunch of locations. Now, McDonald's has been one of the barometers of how to make things work and sell things cheaply. McDonald's has had some of the cheapest food items in terms of expense. Now, I like the taste. I like the taste of McDonald's, but it's getting expensive. In fact, McDonald's has been called out for having no dollar items on their $1 menu. They say, according to New York Post, that McDonald's is getting a McRibbon. Customers are getting salty. That's what their words, pretty cute. Due to the lack of dollar food offerings on the $1, $2, $3 menu. And TikToker Anna Arroyo said McDonald's has a dollar menu right now without a single item that costs a dollar. The least expensive foods were a McChicken and a small French fries, each for $1.99 each. Now, the dollar menu is going to now not necessarily be a dollar menu. Dollar is now going to be synonymous with the type of currency. I don't think it's going to mean you're only going to get something for $1. You used to be able to get a hamburger for 89 cents, a small fry for $1, a drink for $1. Well, now that McDonald's has to pay, again, it's not high school students working there. It's not college students trying to make some extra money on the weekends. These are people that have families that are trying to support a whole family. So rather than making minimum wage, McDonald's has to pay them a decent wage, cover their health insurance, cover 401k. Well, you can't have a dollar menu and do all that, especially if the wages are going to 20 bucks an hour. And so individuals who would be able to use, you know, these fast food items to get some cheap food are upset. One TikTok person said that they paid $20 for two steak, egg, and cheese bagel combos. This was at, I think, a... if they added extra hash browns. I didn't know you could get steak, egg, and cheese bagels at McDonald's. That's kind of yummy. But $20 for two of them. Now, I told you I was in California and a breakfast meal was 10 bucks and a lunch meal was about 15 bucks. That's not what you go to McDonald's for. And so it's getting ridiculous. The prices are going too high. How do we slow this down? Well, you know, I don't think it's going to slow down. You know, rent, there's an article talking about how it's cheaper to rent than buy in many American cities, and rent is still ridiculous. I'm looking at some of these numbers. Some of the average rent is $1,700 a month. One median rent in San Francisco, $2,800 a month. San Jose, $3,200 a month. Now, I think in New York, I mean, it's easily $4,000 a month for a studio. And that's cheaper than buying a house. Our mortgage rates are high. The fact that everything's going up is making people call for more money, being paid more money. That's why Bernie Sanders is getting all this support for a 32-hour work week where you get paid for 40. People need more money because they can't afford to live. They can't afford to eat. And then what do? We say, well, let's raise their wages. Well, you raise their wages, now we raise the cost. I mean, a $25 haircut when it used to be $6, that's ridiculous. Is it because of COVID? Is it because of greed? Is it because of all the regulations and rules and the, you know, for me to get licensed as a doctor, and I understand it's being a physician, but the licensing fees are expensive. I mean, I'm not going to drop any of my licenses. One company originally paid for them, but I don't work for that company anymore. I work for another one that I like better. But I renew my licenses. It is thousands upon thousands of dollars a year. Well, at some point, and doctors don't get paid more. So at some point, people will close down the McDonald's. They'll close down the dollar store. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are frequently being told that there is a retirement crisis. There's always a crisis going on, but I believe that this is a huge crisis where older individuals cannot afford to live on their Social Security. And a question I keep getting from patients and from listeners is, should I take Social Security early or late? And we've talked about this on the show before. And, you know, for me, is if you don't need the money yet and you are able to work and you love working, you'll get more money. You'll get max money, you know, if you can hold off until, you know, you turn 70 or the maximum age. If you can't or you don't think you're going to live that long, then, you know, I would recommend then maybe taking it earlier. And so it's interesting. Gary said when he reached full retirement age, 66.2 months, and I'll tell you what the retirement age based on your date of birth, he said, I started drawing Social Security. So once he reached full retirement age, he said he did the math and waiting, it would have taken him 14 years to make up the difference if he waited to 70. And he said he would have actually fallen short if based on life, love, etc. So he said when he did it, he amounted to a pretty decent, he recommends for his case, taking it at your full retirement age rather than waiting till 70. And I'm here mixed. I'm nowhere near that age yet, so I have no idea what I would do. Part of me would want to wait. But people ask, what are we looking at? So in terms of your full retirement age, according to Social Security, you must retire at full retirement age to receive your standard Social Security benefit. Full retirement age now varies on your birth year. As life expectancy has risen, even though temporarily it subsided because of the opioid crisis, the retirement age raising has been something that is now linked to your date of birth. And so also, the full retirement age affects how much you could earn from work without temporarily forfeiting part of your Social Security benefit. So if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age was 66. Not 65. If you were born at 55, it was 66 and 2 months. Born at 56, 66 and 4 months. 57, you're 66 and 6 months when you get to retire fully. 58, if you were born in 1958, 66 and 8 months. 59, 66 and 10 months. And if you were born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. So for any of us born after 1960, that's what we're looking at unless Congress is going to change it again. So 90% of current retirees say they rely on their benefits for some to some degree as a source of income. This is according to a 2023 poll from Gallup. Among all retired workers, the average benefit amount was around $1,800 and $1,845. Now, we just talked about how some rents are well into the twos. Your Social Security would not cut it. Your Social Security is supposed to cover your rent, your food, your Wi-Fi, gas, everything. You have to buy an electric car. You can't do that on $1,845. Your car payment alone. So this one site, this is coming from The Motley Fool. They talk about how to reach the maximum benefit amount. They say four main factors will affect how you'll receive your Social Security. One, the length of your career. Two, your earnings history. Three, your full retirement age. And then the age at which you began claiming. Social Security Administration, they say, calculates your benefit by taking an average of your earnings over the 35 highest earning years of your career. That number is then adjusted for cost of living changes. And the result is the amount you'll receive if you file at your full retirement age, at which would be 70. If you were born in 1960, or, well, the full retirement age is 67. But I think if you wait until 70. So this is, it gets confusing. If you were born in 1960 or later, your full retirement age is 67. But you could file before or after that age. At 62 is the soonest you could take benefits. If you wait till 70, you'll receive your full benefit amount based on your work history plus a bonus each month. So you actually get your maximum amount of money if you wait till 70. Now, some people don't think they're going to live past 70 too long, so they want to collect early. But when you do collect early, it can also subtract amounts if you're still working. So to reach the maximum benefit, you'll have to ensure that you worked at least 35 years before you begin claiming. If you've worked fewer than 35 years, then it might add zeros to your earning average, which could reduce your average and bring down your benefit. All right. And so the limit ranges, because of inflation, they say you'll also need to reach your maximum taxable earnings limit. Right now is the highest income subject to Social Security taxes. The limit changes from year to year due to inflation, but in 2024 was $168,600. 35 years ago, the limit was $48,000. So what is your maximum benefit depending on you taking it at 62, 67, or 70? So they say to receive the absolute highest payments from Social Security, if you wait till 70, you can get the highest benefits. By filing that age, you get your full amount plus bonus of between 24% and 32% per month. Now, one worry I have is, will Congress change that? Will they say no bonuses? That's a gamble. On the other hand, if you file at 62, you get your benefits now, but you could lose up to 30% of your benefits. The benefits are permanent. Once you start to take it, you can't then expect to go, you know what, I'll stop. And then they say when people take it early, then it's locked in. If you wait till 70, the maximum you could receive is $4,873 a month. By claiming it at age 67, the highest possible payment right now is $3,911. If you take it at 62, you get $2,700 per month. So making this decision is tricky because look at what happened in the last 5 years. Inflation was ridiculous. And even though they're saying, oh, inflation was only 3%, medicines, food, rent, gas, everything. I mean, I'm looking at things hiked up 50 to 100% in price. It's ridiculous what we're seeing in terms of price. And so if you lock in $2,700 a month, you could be really screwed 5 years from now, 10 years from now. On the flip side, I don't trust the government. And I don't know if they could say, you know what, sorry, we're not bringing in enough money. We've written off a bunch of student loans. You know, we're paying for migrants. You know, it's, we can't do it. You can't get the extra bonus. You'll just get your max. And then you're like, well, I got screwed because I could have taken all this money, you know, this whole time. Another thing is Social Security benefits come, you know, to those that also can't work and have disabilities. And non-citizens and immigration status. So you could be a non-citizen that didn't work for 35 years and get Social Security. So based on the number of migrants we're taking in and the way the government is spending and money not coming in, I think it does make people nervous. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, what I tell patients is, look, if you think you're going to live way into your 80s, you know, and your health seems pretty good and you don't think you're going to get hit by a bus, you know, it may be worth it. You know, you'll get more money if you wait. But if you don't want to wait, I hear you. And if you don't think you're going to live that long, like in my family, no man in our family lives past 63 years old. The men on my side of my family, on my husband's side of the family, they live longer. But the men on my side of the family, all gone in their early 60s. And so for them, for the guys on my side of the family, I'd say, you probably want to take it early, if you even live that long. So I hope that helps. Definitely talk to your medical provider, talk to your accountant, you know, talk to your family. You know, realize that it's not as cut and dry, but you will get more money the longer you wait. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.